Hello, this is Dr. Van Engelser dictating an endoscopy report on Dennis Kilpatrick, date of birth 9/20/1972, date of procedure 6/16/2024. Physician Dr. Van Engelser, do you have a referring physician Dr. Porimeta? Procedure performed as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. As well as cold biopsies and tattoo placement. Indication is colorectal cancer screening. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as ligaments, were all assigned to the patient, period. Patient is brought to endoscopy, so you place them in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care, period. A digital rectal exam was drawn, period. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillin orifice, the cecal valve, and confluence of the fold, period. The terminal limb was intubated and evaluated, period. Careful examination needed, cecum, and cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, cecal valve, the rectum, period, and retroflexure is obtained. The rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7-2-3-2, comma, good prep period. Patient tolerated the procedure well, without any complications, findings. The terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon cell polyp, cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately a 2 centimeter ascending colon cell polyp that spanned twofold with a broad base that was cold biopsied and tattooed just distally for marking. Next line, there was cell descending colon diminutive polyp and cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a sigmoid colon. Please go back and say that that was in the descending colon. Next line, there was a sigmoid colon, cell diminutive polyp and cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two diminutive rectal cell polyps removed, cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis colon. Next line, at 30 centimeters from the anal verge in the sigmoid colon, there was a large firm polypoid mucosa that was approximately 4 centimeters in size that was biopsied. That was biopsied. That did have ulceration and erythema with abnormal abnormally shaped mucosa over the tip that was biopsied extensively for further evaluation and to reveal the underlying histology. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend referral to Orlando Health, CARE, for removal of the two polyps, the one in the ascending colon and the sigmoid colon that are large colony-mead endoloop for the sigmoid colon polyp / lesion. Next line. Follow-up colonoscopy to be decided based on plan of care for the two larger polyps. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.